This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "Today we proved that democracy can still work." The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will begin deliberation on it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding, but the president hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to what he called a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. If approved, the package will initiate one of the biggest public endeavors in the United States in decades. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been wrecked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. He vowed a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions, while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations. The United Nations says 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. Iraqi refugees at the Al-Hol camp in northeast Syria are voicing concern about the growing violence inside the camp, which hosts thousands of people, including families of Islamic State foreign fighters. Over the weekend, an Iraqi refugee was killed and three others were seriously wounded in an attack by a suspected IS cell. 25 people have been killed inside the camp since mid-April. Al-Hol is home to nearly 62,000 people, including about 30,000 Iraqi refugees. In March, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces carried out a major security operation to curb attacks claimed by Islamic State cells inside the camp. More than 125 suspected IS operatives were arrested in that campaign, but camp residents say there has been a new surge in violence in recent weeks. Virginia Giuffre, an alleged victim of late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has filed a lawsuit against Britain's Prince Andrew, alleging he raped and sexually abused her several times when she was 17 years old. Andrew, who is ninth in line to the British throne, has consistently denied the accusations. He says he doesn't recall ever meeting Giuffre. In the civil lawsuit filed Monday at the U.S. District Court in Manhattan, Giuffre, now 38, said the prince sexually abused her on multiple occasions during visits arranged by Epstein. Epstein committed suicide in his jail cell while awaiting trial in 2019. Giuffre's lawyers filed the civil lawsuit under New York's Child Victims Act. A statute of limitations on bringing charges against the prince was set to expire in the near future. U.S. law enforcement is conducting separate investigations into Epstein's crimes and his accomplices, who allegedly helped groom and traffic women and girls. Prince Andrew has consistently denied Giuffre's claims. Hong Kong's largest teachers union said it disbanded Tuesday due to the changing political climate as the government continues crackdowns. The Hong Kong government cut ties with the pro-democracy union last week and accused it of spreading anti-Beijing and anti-government sentiment. The professional teachers union is the city's largest single industry trade union with 95,000 members. The closure is the latest fallout from efforts by Hong Kong authorities to stamp out dissent in the city. Over the past 2 years, several political groups and the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily have ceased operations over concerns they would be targeted under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing last year following months of anti-government protests that at times descended into violence. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.